Motor Trend editor Miguel Cortina sharing the big announcement about the SUV of the year, best of the best. I guess before we unveil that, what's the criteria? What do you look at for an SUV when you're deciding whether it's the best one?
So we have six key criteria. It's advancement in design, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, which is basically how well does a vehicle perform its job. And then we also look at safety, efficiency, and value. And so all those six criteria, we look at it, and then we had this year we had a field of 40 vehicles total, and there was one that really stood out among those 40 participants.
You said 40? You had 40 contenders for this?
40 SUVs, yeah. Can you believe it? Everybody is making SUVs these days, so they're popular, and we most drive them all.
What do you consider? How do you know it's an SUV? I mean, I guess maybe it just sits a little higher. It has a different function. What is the, for an SUV, sports utility vehicle, how do you describe that bestly?
So basically we go with what the manufacturer is labeling that vehicle as. So, these days an SUV is a unibody crossover, right? The ride height may be a little bit more than a sedan. The belt line is definitely higher than a sedan. So, it really, if a manufacturer calls their vehicle an SUV, then we test it as an SUV. But it must undergo all of the tests that we do, including an off-road test and like a sand test and everything. So, obviously all-wheel drive is great to have in things like this, in scenarios like this. But ultimately, it's up to the manufacturers. If they are labeling their vehicle as an SUV, then we'll just test it like that.
Miguel, before we get to the big announcement, how many of the 40 are electric? How many are gas-powered or diesel?
So we have about nine vehicles that were EV, a few plug-in hybrids, and then about half of those were gas.
This is the Motor Trend 2024 SUV of the Year. Here's Miguel Cortina, editor of Motor Trend, and the SUV is?
The Chevy Blazer EV, the Chevrolet Blazer EV. This is an all-electric crossover up to 320 miles of range. It stood out basically from every single angle in our criteria. Its looks are really modern and slick. The interior is fantastic. It's very roomy, super nice, lots of technology, very good safety ratings as well. The ADAS controls work extremely well during our testing. And also, it's just a car that it's going to gather a lot of attention on the road. It doesn't look anything like another car that's out there. It can charge really fast, up to 78 miles of range in about 10 minutes. And it is Chevy's first SUV with the Ultium, first mass market SUV with its Ultium platform, its new electric platform, which is revolutionizing for the brand.
Talk a little bit about what that does. How is that revolutionary?
So it's basically a skateboard platform. It has a new powertrain system. It allows it to be front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. The Blazer EV is just one of maybe two other vehicles in this industry that can do that. So it's really really new for the industry. The battery cells, the technology that is inside the battery is really good. I mean, 320 miles, once you're past the 300 mile mark, you're talking about very good numbers in terms of range. And the fast charging technology too, 78 miles of range in 10 minutes. It's also something that's, achievable because of the technology that we have today in terms of how fast it can charge, right? So, a few years ago, we hadn't seen these numbers, and now I think Chevy took a lot of opportunities, a lot of learnings from the Bolt EV, their other mass market EV, first EV to come to the market from Chevy. They learned a lot, and so they took those learnings and implemented them in the Blazer EV.
Miguel, any idea when this Chevy will hit the market?
It should be out before the end of the year. I know Chevy dealers will get it probably by December, and so it is a great crossover.
Any estimate as to the price tag?
So the one that we tested was about $60,000. That was the RS model with all-wheel drive and the bigger battery. There are three different battery sizes, and three different powertrain choices. So depending on the powertrain that you choose, obviously there will be different pricing. But it should start below 60 grand. 60 grand is like for a more or less a mid-tier Blazer EV.
Any idea whether the current UAW strike could impact when this hits the market?
So, no. I don't think that will be impacted. The plant where the Blazer EV is produced is not part of the UAW.
I don't know if it's the pictures I'm looking at. This thing looks like it has a lot of muscles. You know what I mean? The contour of the shell, it has a really impressive look to it.
Very sleek lines. You know, Chevy has taken their design gotten a lot of inspiration from the Camaro. And we've seen that throughout other SUVs, the regular Blazer, the gas Blazer, kind of like was the first one that took that new design language. Then we've also seen it with the smaller Trax SUV. And Blazer EV, it's the next one. And I think they really nailed it. I mean, it's going to get a lot of, once you see it on the road and you see it moving, it is stunning. It gets a lot of attention.
Talking this morning with Motor Trend editor Miguel Cortina, announcing the 2024 SUV of the year is the Chevy Blazer EV. When you are doing this testing, is it one person driving, one in the passenger, taking notes with a clipboard? I imagine I'm trying to figure out how you guys kind of evaluate all of this, or is it you just take a drive and then you come back and write down your experience?
So we had 11 different judges for this year, and so all 11 judges drove every single contender. And then once we selected a number of finalists, then again, all 11 judges spent even more time driving those finalists. So it is an arduous process. It takes a lot of time. We were out there in the desert about a full week driving all of these crossovers, looking at our criteria, judging against that criteria. And so it is fun. I'm not going to tell you otherwise, but it is pretty hectic. And, you know, we with 40 SUVs, you have to you know, make sure that you have a steady pace and go through all of them.
I see. When you do the trucks and the cars and other things like that, do you have different judges, or is it the same people that have a lot of fun with the other vehicles when it comes time to rank those?
No, we have different judges. We have, thankfully, a big staff that rolls through all of them. And not everything. We do have some judges that participate in a few programs, but not all of them are the same.
I get it. Well, each of us has a different vehicle that we like, you know, or the style or where we like to drive it. But if people want to find out more about this vehicle or other things with Motor Trend, where's a good place to get some details?
Yeah, motortrend.com. All of the information is there. And then, of course, Motor Trend Magazine. It will be coming out later this month. That's also where you can get a lot of information.
Sounds good. Miguel, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the news out today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Motor Trend editor Miguel Cortina joining us, sharing the year's big automotive trends and reveals, the sport utility vehicle, the SUV, the 2024 Chevrolet Blazer EV.